Now, Kelly and I, we have a unique job, you know? I think probably one of the number one questions you and I get are, how do you even get into something like that?
And you know, it's kind of a specialized area of work.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like necessarily, you know, going to the mall and picking up an application at one of the stores and, you know, getting a job. It is a little bit more specialized. I would say specialized almost like a doctor.
Almost like a doctor. Yeah. No, there is nothing about what we do that is anywhere near a doctor.
But we do get some random questions tossed to us from time to time from listeners, from people on the street, things like that. I mean, I get a lot of, oh, hey, you know, what do you do? And it's like, oh, you know, I work for 99.7 DJX. Oh, what do you do there? What I have heard you, whatever, blah, blah. And you kind of hear the conversation going that way. And you're like, ah, my name is Ben. Yeah, I work in the morning. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I never listen. Okay, great. Thanks. You know,
I know. And they don't really understand that's kind of an insult.
Yeah, but you know,
we get it. Not everybody listens.
Right.
But to tell us that.
I mean, hey, you know what? I understand. We're not everybody's cup of tea. And even that, you know, it's like, hey, we understand you also have options as to what you listen to and what you spend your time with. So, yes, anytime you can spend with 99.7 DJX and specifically us, that's obviously awesome.
We truly appreciate it. And also, I think a common misconception is people think that we walk around, drive around with prizes on our person.
Oh, yeah?
And or concert tickets.
Okay.
I will share an incident I had many, many, many years ago.
I already know what you're going to say, yeah.
Many years ago at a doctor.
Yeah. What kind of doctor was it, Kelly?
It was a lady doctor. And they happened to be big fans of a concert that was going to be in town and asked if I could get them tickets.
When was that, Kelly?
In the stirrups in the middle of my exam. It was a little awkward.
Like while they were going spelunking, they pop up for air and go, hey, by the way, guy in concert tickets? Well, did you find any in there?
While we're in Kelly's cavern, I just wanted to ask.
Oh, geez.
I did not, unfortunately. I couldn't hook them up.
Yeah.
So sad to say.
I do get from time to time. I think there has been several times we have been out or I've been out at an appearance or something like that and a listener come by and it's pretty cool. It's like, oh, hey, can you play a song for me right now? And I'm like, well, one, I'm not at this station, so I don't have that capability to like just push a button and go, okay, there you go. Boom.
I always say I'll text them at the studio. That's what I say.
Yeah. So anyways, what crazy things do you get asked at work? Which, by the way, we got a text from someone, not Kelly's Cavern. Oh, no. Listen, maybe instead of playing Radio Connections or Little Kid Drunk Adult, we'll play Is It in Kelly's Cavern?
No, cavern, it's all cavern, not. Cavern, that answers cavern. No. That answers no.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear the sound?
If we're all very quiet, maybe we can listen and hear what's inside Kelly's Cavern.
Get out of my cavern! Stop it. Stop. Stop. It's exactly why I hesitated in my brain to tell that story, because I knew you'd do that.
Oh, come on, Kelly. If I can't joke about what's in your cavern, what are we? Oh, God. Kelly and I have never seen each other in the nude, by the way, just to let you know.
Well, I mean, technically I have. You were standing behind a guitar.
Yeah, but I was being modest.
Oh, yes, 1,000% being modest. Recreating a Justin Bieber picture.
What's the craziest thing people have asked you at work at Chelsea? Chelsea, craziest thing people ask, do you work here? No, I just love to wear the uniform. Love it so much. I love it.
I'd say no and walk away.
I love the uniform. You know what? The name tag. Think it looks great.
Uh-huh. It's just a fashion choice.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Yeah, Jessica goes through the same thing for sure. Haley says, I work at a bank, and on a daily basis, we have customers asked to slide them a little extra or when is a good time to rob them.
What?
What?
Hey, by the way, just hypothetically, of course.
Just asking.
If I were to say come back and demand money from you, when would be a good time?
What's a good time? What's a low-key, not so busy time?
Yeah, a time that maybe I could get away with it. I mean, that's kind of what. Could we slide them a little extra?
Can we make that arrangement?
It's like a dad joke. It's like one of those things like, hey, could you just go ahead and slap a couple more bills on top of that?
Exactly.
And it's like, well, do you want me to withdraw some more of
right.
bills from your account?
I can take some of your money out
I
for
know,
you.
Right. That's how banks work. Oh, that's funny.
You can
all
have
right.
as much of that as you want. Angela says, I mean, technically, I'm a house cleaner, so mine is kind of boring, but I get asked to do home repairs all the time or completely restore something that's been completely worn out over time.
Like, listen, buddy, I just clean. I don't right. fix.
Right. Like, I'm a cleaner. Yeah. I can dust that off for you.
All right. Yeah. 502-795-1997. Love this. Tell us what you do, and then tell us the crazy things that you always get asked at work, all right? Y'all work there? Yeah, it's the crazy things that you get asked at work. I mean, we get asked for, you know, prizes, concert tickets, things like that all the time. Whenever we're out. Doesn't matter if we're at a work event.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anywhere, and the listener will just think that we carry tickets on us at all times, which now most tickets are digital anyway, so it's like, all right.
But Mackenzie said, I used to work in a bakery, and people would ask me if the walnut brownies had nuts in them.
Oh.
They're walnut brownies.
So
yes.
So, Rebecca, same thing. Just a few days ago, a lady stormed into our bakery and asked, do you sell real bread? Yeah. And she also left the store after this. People are so weird.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, yeah, we do. Okay, great. Just checking. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to leave now. Jill says, I'm a vet, and people always ask me about their pets regardless of where I am. I was once in the ER from said job, and the nurse was about to stitch me up, asking me how to help her cat not pee everywhere.
Oh. Hey, so what do you do? I'm a vet. Oh, great.
I got a
question for you. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Kelly from Crescent Hill. When I worked at a movie theater, people would ask for their money back if they didn't like the movie. And we're all like, you know, we didn't make the movie, right? Oh my gosh.
You realize we're just the theater, we're just the deliverer of the movie.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Brooke says, you guys crack me up. I work with all guys in an automotive store.
Uh-huh.
Great job. Yeah. I love it. But when I first started, one of the guy employees asked me, can I grab your butt? It's just so juicy looking.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's a little. Anyway, needless right. to say, I had to walk away and just shake my head. Then I realized while I was walking away, he was staring at my juicy butt.
Oh.
LOL.
Chelsea texted and said, I used to bartend, and when I was pregnant, I was asked multiple times how much for a shot of milk. Oh, wow. That is bold. Bold.
That is a bold move, but probably something from drunk people.
Crazy things you get asked at work. Again, kind of along the lines. Angie said, I work in a food store. Customer comes in, looks around for a bit. 5 minutes later, comes to the counter. Do you sell food? I gesture with my arms at all the food we have. Yes. Customer then leaves. Okay, just checking. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Another one. I work for the post office. Had a customer, mid-20-ish, come in, ask for a $250 money order. I printed it. This was in the old days before we had fancy equipment that requires payment before printing, and gave him the total. He looked at me in complete shock and said, I don't have any money. That's why I'm ordering it.
Oh boy, God. Buddy,
if only it was that easy. I would like to order $250, please.
Yes, I would like a certified check.
Right.
Thank you. Go ahead and make it out to me, please.
It is neat how that works.
Yeah, Jen, she texts in, I'm an accountant. Everyone asks me to do their taxes. No, doesn't work that way. Thanks.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
A customer walked into the coffee shop I worked at
uh-huh.
and asked if they could sprinkle some of their deceased loved ones' ashes onto their latte.
What? What?
I politely declined and explained that it was against health regulations to serve food or beverages with human remains in them.
All right, we're done. We're done. Wow. We're done. We're done.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, on that latte, I'm going to hand you an urn.
And if you could sprinkle some of Grandpa on it, that'd be great.
I want to ingest Grandpa.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for all the stories. Those were fun. Crazy things you get asked while at work.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. We're just talking about, like, the crazy things you get asked while at work. You know, Kelly and I, we get asked a lot of things like, hey, do you have concert tickets? 100% of the time. But, you know, that's not necessarily crazy. Some people think that we can control the radio from wherever we are.
Sure, we do have insider info and or influence.
Sure, we do, but that doesn't mean that we can necessarily manipulate what's happening on the radio in that very instance.
Correct. I always do say I'll call in the request.
Right, right.
Yes.
We got a message from Dale. I work at a grocery in the meat department, and I have people ask all the time if we sell grass-fed salmon. Free-range grass-fed salmon. Yes.
You know what? I don't think we do. Not really sure where you can find that.
You know what? They love the grass. It's delicious.
Sure. Okay. I got another message. Worked out of Five Guys. I've had people ask me for lots of things we don't sell. Pepperoni pizza, garlic parmesan truffle fries, corn dogs, chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But the weirdest request I got by far was from a very interesting lady.
Uh-huh.
She asked if we could take a large soda cup and fill it with chocolate syrup from the milkshake station. We obliged. Grabbed a cup of free peanuts.
Sure.
And dip them into the chocolate syrup, eating them shells and all.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever fully recovered from that.
I don't think I've ever fully recovered from that. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Crystal from Mount Washington said, I work at a bank. I love it when someone calls my cell phone on a Sunday because their debit card isn't working. Like, I can just look at their account from wherever I am.
Oh, gosh. Like, I guess that, yes, she probably has her cell phone on, like, a business card, if they have a business card.
Yeah.
Personal. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's from Mount Washington. Sometimes those small-town banks, you know, it's a little bit more personal than some of the bigger ones.
Jessica says, the funniest thing that happened when I worked retail was this older gentleman came in to return a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like talking to people.
Okay.
According to the note that his wife sent with him.
Oh.
He just smiled and took the money and walked away.
Did he literally hand her a ransom note?
His wife wrote him a note saying, I'd like to return this so he wouldn't have to speak words to the clerk.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, that's also a wife that has literally lived with the dude for a long time.
Oh, 1,000%.
And it's like, this guy at this point ain't going to change. So this is what we're going to do.
Yep. I'll just write the note, say the words for him. Stephanie says, I'm a stay-at-home mom. So my wildest thing that I'm asked from my little clients is, Mom, can you wipe my butt?
Oh, and clients. Yeah, okay.
All in a day's
work.
Got it.
Got it.
Hardest job in the world.